This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by Motor and Auto Group, Knoxville Farm and Home, and Knoxville Raceway. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for In-Depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Downtown Diner, All Plan Insurance, and Exit Realty. Enjoy the program.
Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
How are our first responders organized? In the second part of a 10-part series on public safety, let's go in depth with Jeff Anderson, Emergency Management Coordinator for Marion County.
Okay, Jeff, so we've got Pella Fire, Pella Rural, Clay Township, Bussey, Melcher Dallas, Pleasantville, Indiana Township, Knoxville Township, Rural Fire Department, Knoxville Fire Department, Columbia Fire and Rescue. So is that it? Do I have them all?
I believe so, Bob. And then Marion County Sheriff's Office, Melcher Dallas, Pella, and Pleasantville Police Departments.
So that's all. And then, you know, we've got the DNR also here. The offices there's agents that are here all the time. So there's lots of different law enforcement agencies, lots of different fire departments. What are some of the challenges that they face?
Nothing has really changed. Over years past, we continue to see an increase in call volumes, continue to see a decrease in the number of volunteers. Luckily, our elected officials in most areas have helped out by appropriating some money so we can get some paid staff to make sure that we're providing at least a baseline level of coverage. But we continue to see people, as we do worldwide. Evil exists out there, and from time to time, evil does exist here in Marion County.
So bad things happen.
Yep, bad things happen.
Mm-hmm. And it can all be criminal, and then they can just be acts of nature, acts of God, whatever kinds of things happen.
Yep. As you know, we've had eight tornadoes now in the 11 years that I've been here. So Mother Nature is certainly no stranger to us. You read some of the same court case files that I see, and you as well know that evil exists here, from time to time as well.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by Houston's on Main, Van Wall Equipment, and Windsor Manor of Indianola. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the podcast section at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Marion County Auto Body, Two Rivers Cooperative, and Indianola Community Schools.
I continued my conversation with Marion County Emergency Management Coordinator, Jeff Anderson.
Where do you fit in? Where does your office fit in?
Kind of in that in-between of when they need additional resources that they don't have access to every day. So whether it's a state resource or a federal resource, I'm that bridge to get them what they need.
Well, and it's more than that, too. You're involved in all kinds of communication, all kinds of training.
Yep. We're kind of a gateway at times to a lot of the training, as you said. Mostly because there's a significant number of trainings offered for public safety that are grant funded, and the easy way for our folks to get those trainings is to go through my office. So we facilitate that, those trainings, and sometimes it's two or three a year, sometimes it's a half a dozen a year or more.
And then working through all of this and of critical importance is the two dispatch offices.
Yep. So with the 911, you know, I report to the 911 board. The 911 board is that central point where the surcharge money is funneled back to the local service board to implement things in both of the PSAPs. The public safety answering points. So the Marion County Dispatch and Pella PD Dispatch are our two PSAPs. Here right now, we are transitioning from our existing 911 call-taking equipment to a different call-taking equipment that is part of what they call the State Shared Services Network. So both of our PSAPs will be remoted off of a statewide network. Should provide some redundancy, should save our local board significant amount of money. So there's some big challenges there, but I'm looking forward to seeing that happen, transpire over the next 2 months.
Oh, really? That quickly?
Yep.
But you've probably been working on it for a year or more.
Yeah, we've been working on it. There's a lot of people doing a lot of work on it. It's, you know, the 911 call-taking equipment that we utilize now is pretty archaic. It's almost cavemanish era when, as you compare it to some of the newer products that are available today. So I think it's going to be a good thing for our dispatchers. Certainly going to have some challenges just because they're making such a leap in technology and on what it's capable of. It's going to make them a lot more efficient. But we need them to be more efficient because, as I think you've already covered it, we've thrown something new at them that they've not done previously with the emergency medical dispatch. So they're, you know, like I'm saying, we need to allow them to be more efficient because we're asking them to do more.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by Edge of the Woods Raspberry Farm, Marion County Bank, and Craig's Auto. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for In-Depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, McCoy True Value in Indianola, Precision Lawn Care and Landscaping LLC, and Scholl, Shrum, McLaughlin and Company.
I continued my conversation with Marion County Emergency Management Coordinator Jeff Anderson.
Well, and also you coordinate with the Red Cross, too. I don't know how many times I've seen you work with the Red Cross to help people that needed it.
Yep. So I'm kind of the point of contact when it comes to emergency sheltering, whether that's a flood, whether that's a carbon monoxide leak and a residence is uninhabitable. In the case of last week, it might be a house fire. So anytime I'm not necessarily involved every time, but certainly a majority of the time when Red Cross is involved for emergency sheltering, I'm at least somewhat involved.
Well, and there's been times I've seen you at the same table with law enforcement people, fire people, but I've seen you helping coordinate work with the National Guard too.
Yep. So that would be considered a state resource, even though it's federally funded. So my office is the gateway to access those, that team, the 74th Civil Support Team. So whenever that resource is spun up and requested, there's a conference call that takes place, and my office has to have a representative to make that request that's involved in that.
Well, and then I need to mention, too, the coordination with the Iowa State Patrol are often involved with big events. I remember the Attica tornado, and you do well, and all of the different people that were there, under that tent trying to figure out how to proceed.
That's a large part of my job is trying to make sure that all of our resources are coordinated and everybody's working towards common objectives so that we're more efficient. Because you saw it particularly in Attica. There was a lot of things going on statewide at that point. Some resources that are normally plentiful were getting a little bit scarce. And so coordinating, those requests for those resources becomes critical. We're very fortunate here. I'm very fortunate here that We have so many folks that have been well-trained, have good heads on their shoulders, have been exposed to some incidents, and they truly get it, how it's supposed to work. So that makes my job much easier. You know, you look at my involvement in the Vermeer tornado. Yes, I was involved, but those folks knew what they needed to do. So my interaction is minimal.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by Greg's Automotive, Iowa Realty in Knoxville, and Woosley Landscaping. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the podcast section at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Odds and Ends Antiques and Furniture, Harold Trailer Sales, and David Doss American Family Insurance.
I continued my conversation with Marion County Emergency Management Coordinator Jeff Anderson.
Well, another resource that people might not know about is the LEPC, or the Local Emergency Planning Commission, or is it committee?
It's committee.
Committee, Local Emergency Planning Committee. Tell us about that.
So the LEPC's primary responsibility is to formulate the countywide hazardous materials plan. That is the task of the LAPC. The LAPC is also required to exercise that hazmat plan once a year. So those are two pretty big undertakings every year, because we are required to provide an updated copy of our hazmat plan to Iowa Homeland Security and Emergency Management annually.
And you coordinate the efforts of the committee.
Yep.
You're sort of ex officio on it.
Yep, that's exactly how I consider my office involvement is exactly like that. You know, that document, that hazmat plan, is a 400 plus page document every year that fluctuates up and down based on the number of mandatory chemical facilities that we have that have to report. That's where the data comes from, and we download that, compile all that, and put that into our written plan every year.
And training is associated with it often. Who's represented on the LEPC?
So we've got several industries from Marion County, Pellicorp, Vermeer, Hormel, 3M, to name a few of the industries. And then we've had pretty good participation over the years with most of the public safety agencies. Most of those meetings are held during the day. It's a little bit difficult for some of the public safety folks to get there, but nonetheless, we've still had good interaction. And I think it's been, it's hard for me to be impartial when we talk about the LAPC, but I think it's been beneficial. I think most everybody you would interview, if they were honest with you, would tell you that they've derived some benefit out of coming to one of those meetings.
Well, and I've been to some meetings, and one of the things that I see is that relationships build between industry and the different public safety agencies. It's really interesting that if something bad happens at one of our, you know, local private companies, that they know what's going to happen. They know who to count on. They have a familiar face that they may have shared meals with.
Exactly right. That's a big piece of, you know, that's a big piece of point of conversation in the public safety world, in the emergency management world, is it's far better to build those relationships than it be exchanging business cards on the grounds during and following an emergency. So you're exactly right. Those folks being able to be relaxed and break bread together, you know, every quarter, and have conversation that isn't surrounded necessarily by an emergency, although a lot of times those conversations are derived around talking about an emergency. It's just a different environment, and I think it's been beneficial.
Are you looking for more people to participate?
Always. In fact, I gave a pitch this morning to LDJ Manufacturing. They had an incident on Monday night that required Pella Fire Department response and a Marion County Hazmat Team response. It was a nitrogen leak, so nothing absolutely terrible at all. But yet, because of a potential for somebody to get asphyxiated or burnt from the cryogenic nature of the nitrogen, we provided a hazmat team response. Hazmat team was on site for less than an hour, shut the leak off, everything was good. So I had a follow-up conversation this morning with a VP there at LDJ, and you know, we're talking about how we can make things better in the future, and including LAPC, including future tours for the hazmat team of their facility. So it's a good thing.
You keep really busy in this job. We're friends, and so I know that you're busy. What do you find joyful about this job? What makes you feel really good?
I love being in a position where I can help everybody, whether that's you with getting some information or getting a story about a training we're doing, whether that is helping a resident who had something bad happen, whether it's a flood, you know, tornado, tree on their house. I love obviously helping them. But then I really get a kick out of helping our public safety folks, because their task is usually uphill and difficult at best, and anything that I can do to help them gives me a sense of satisfaction.
Thanks to Jeff Anderson for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIAKRLS.